This is the story about a man you may never have heard of, a man by the name of Morgan McSweeney, the chief of staff to the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Sir Keir Starmer, arguably the most important and the most powerful person in British politics. In fact, without Morgan McSweeney, there simply is no Keir Starmer. And this is the story of how he got that power and how he used a secret, unlawful fund of over £700,000 to seize that power. This web of secrecy and these backroom deals should terrify anybody who cares about British democracy. About 4 years ago, in 2021, I got access to a phenomenal leak of documents out of the Labour Party. That sparked my investigation into Morgan McSweeney and the Labour Party, an incredible story of the reckless and arguably lawless project that has delivered us this particular Keir Starmer government. Between 2017 and 2020, Morgan McSweeney ran an undisclosed secret project to destroy the Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn. He did so with a pot of money, £730,000, he wasn't declaring as required by law to the Electoral Commission. While he was running the secret project, he wrote to the Electoral Commission and spoke to them over the phone and said, "I don't want to report donations." And the Electoral Commission said, "I'm sorry, you have to report donations." And in February 2020, Shibana Mahmood, who's currently the Home Secretary, said on Labour Together's behalf, "Yes, we are reporting donations." Labour Together was a seemingly anodyne think tank that Morgan McSweeney ran for a number of years. Labour Together really came into play after Corbyn's Labour Party exceeded all expectations in the general election of 2017. But for people like Morgan McSweeney, this wasn't something to be celebrated. This was a threat. See, Morgan McSweeney is from the right wing of the Labour Party, and Jeremy Corbyn's success was a threat to his own personal political ambitions and to his vision for the Labour Party. For a period of 3 years, Morgan McSweeney used Labour Together to undertake secret projects to destroy the Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn, secret projects that inflamed the anti-Semitism crisis that would undermine his reputation, but also to ensure that Keir Starmer was elected leader of the Labour Party. To do that, Morgan McSweeney needed serious money. And between 2017 and late 2020, Labour Together accepted over £800,000 in donations. Of that amount, £730,000 was not reported as required by law to the Electoral Commission. As a result, nobody had any idea that Labour Together, under Morgan McSweeney's control, was taking £730,000 from a series of multimillionaires. Two of those people who gave the money were Trevor Chin and Martin Taylor. So Trevor Chin is a wealthy UK businessman. One of his animating concerns is Israel. For the last 30 years, he's been actively involved in pro-Israel politics. He's been connected and linked to Labour Friends of Israel. In fact, early in 2025, Trevor Chin was awarded the Israeli Presidential Medal of Honour for services to the country of Israel. The other donor was a man by the name of Martin Taylor, a very secretive, wealthy hedge fund owner who has interest in private healthcare. One of the weird things about Morgan McSweeney is that he's never been interviewed properly. You'll never find a quote from him in the media. He's never been on TV to explain his beliefs or his philosophy or what he's done in the past. In all my years of researching Morgan McSweeney, I've only ever found one video of him. Here's Morgan McSweeney speaking to an assembled crowd of a Labour great and good, telling them about how Labour Together was trying to seek unity in the party.
It's a network of people from across the party, from different traditions, that look to what are long-term challenges facing the party and the country and how we overcome them.
Nothing could be further from the truth. Because at that time, Morgan McSweeney's plan to burn down the Labour Party, to undermine it from within, to capture the Labour Party from the ashes, to install their own chosen leader, and then eradicate the left wing from the Labour Party was well advanced. What we can now reveal is that Morgan McSweeney was, and is, very close to Peter Mandelson, the best pal of the notorious sex pest and paedophile, Jeffrey Epstein. In fact, one of McSweeney's first jobs at Labour was inputting data into Peter Mandelson's much-feared Excalibur computer system. Peter Mandelson has said of Morgan McSweeney, "I don't know who and how and when he was invented, but whoever it was, they will find their place in heaven." In many ways, they share the same political methodology. They're very comfortable meeting behind closed doors, making important decisions about your life, important decisions they make outside of transparency. Like, for example, forgetting to report £730,000 of donations to the Electoral Commission. So what was almost £750,000 unlawfully not declared to the Electoral Commission used for? One of the most consequent uses of that money was to get Keir Starmer elected leader of the Labour Party. What we now know is that Keir Starmer had leadership ambitions from as early as 2018. He attended a series of meetings with his good friend and MP, Jenny Chaplin, hosted at Jenny Chaplin's home in Camden in London on Arlington Street. As a result, the group that met was called the Arlington Group. One of the earliest attendees of those meetings was Steve Reid MP, one of Morgan McSweeney's closest allies. In July 2019, Morgan McSweeney was invited by Steve Reed to attend one of the Arlington Group meetings. What McSweeney did was produce a detailed presentation of what the Labour Party membership wanted and who they would vote for. That information was based on hundreds of thousands of pounds of unpublished polling that Morgan McSweeney had undertaken to understand what made Labour Party members tick, what they wanted from a potential Labour Party leader. As a result, when the Labour Party suffered defeat in December 2019, Keir Starmer, Labour Together and Morgan McSweeney were immediately ready to swing into action. They were able to present a pitch of Keir Starmer as a radical eco-socialist, an inheritor of the Corbynite tradition, a man who would nationalise key industries, who'd bring in a Green New Deal, that he would unite the party and end factionalism. But nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, as we now know, as soon as Keir Starmer became leader, he ditched all of his 10 pledges.
You made 10 policy pledges for this campaign. Let's see how watertight they are. Can you guarantee that under your leadership, the 2019 Labour commitments to nationalise water, energy, rail, the Royal Mail, they'll all be in Labour's next election manifesto?
I've made that commitment.
Will you nationalise the big six energy companies, yes or no?
No.
No, you will not.
The fraudulent pitch that Keir Starmer offered was based entirely on Morgan McSweeney's vision of him polling the membership, understanding what needed to be said to get Labour members to vote for a leader who would then betray them. Morgan McSweeney was absolutely central to that campaign. One of the absolutely remarkable things was that through the entire period he was overseeing Keir Starmer's election campaign, he was still the company secretary of Labour Together. And in fact, during the period of Keir Starmer's leadership campaign, Labour Together was still taking in donations that Morgan McSweeney was failing to report. This is the man who is now chief of staff to the Prime Minister. This is the man, the most powerful man in the UK. How is this unelected man, a man who can't even speak to the press, who nobody has voted for, has so much power, when we now know for the entire period he was leading Keir Starmer's Labour leadership campaign, he was still the company secretary of Labour Together, and in fact failing to report donations as required by the law to the Electoral Commission. In 2021, the Electoral Commission initiated an investigation into Labour Together. It confirmed that yes, Labour Together had failed to report donations. Yes, that broke the law. At the time, however, Labour Together were very clear. They said this was all a terrible oversight, an administrative oversight, a series of human errors, a terrible, terrible mistake. In fact, my investigation has come across evidence that I think plausibly raises the question as to whether Morgan McSweeney purposefully didn't declare those donations. That is, whether Morgan McSweeney purposefully broke the law over a number of years. The implications of this would potentially be profound. To understand my scepticism, you first have to start with the project that he was running. The month after the Labour Party had secured its incredible 40% share of the vote in 2017, he met with a series of Labour Together insiders in his office, including the MP Steve Reed. He presented what he called a strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threat analysis, a SWOT analysis. One of the threats that Morgan McSweeney identified in the SWOT analysis was discovery. To prevent detection, they came up with a project, something that he called Operation Red Shield. Under Operation Red Shield, Labour Together, who pretend to be a perfectly respectable, anodyne, unconcerning think tank, looking to unite the Labour Party's warring factions, all the while Morgan McSweeney was working secretly to inflame the tensions between those factions and destroy the left-wing leadership of the Labour Party by working secretly with journalists to place attack stories on Jeremy Corbyn. For me, the SWOT analysis is all important because the SWOT analysis provides motive. Morgan McSweeney was terrified of people discovering what he was really doing. At the same time, he is not reporting donations to the Electoral Commission. In late 2023, I submitted an FOI request, a Freedom of Information request to the Electoral Commission, and I said, please can you provide me with all correspondence between Labour Together and Morgan McSweeney and the Electoral Commission over the last 3 years? And what I got was absolutely astonishing, because in November 2017, Morgan McSweeney had called the Electoral Commission and he had said to them, I don't want to report donations. I don't think we should report donations. I don't think we should report donations because we're not a campaigning organisation and because we're not a members association. Actually, as we now know, Morgan McSweeney always knew that Labour Together was going to be used as a campaigning vehicle for whichever leader they chose to replace Jeremy Corbyn. The Electoral Commission wrote back to him over the course of a number of months and was absolutely clear. You have to report donations. They explained to him how to report donations. They walked him through the forms. They gave him advice on how to fill them in. These incredibly important documents that speak to the conduct of the Chief of Staff of the Prime Minister They're not secret. Anybody can download them. Anybody can view them. What you'll see is that over a number of months, the Electric Commission said to Morgan McSweeney, you have to report donations. It is your legal obligation to do so. And despite these emails, Morgan McSweeney failed to report all but two donations for 2 years between 2018 and 2019. In early 2019, Morgan McSweeney hosted a meeting in Parliament. We invited a host of Labour MPs to talk to them about Labour Together and what it was doing. During that meeting, a number of MPs recalled that they specifically asked Morgan McSweeney, are you reporting donations? And in that meeting, Morgan McSweeney said, yes, I am reporting donations. That's a year after he'd spoken to the Electoral Commission. And then there's Labour Together's website. From at least April 2019, Labour Together stated on its website that it received donations from members large and small, and that its donations could be searched on the Electoral Commission register. But that wasn't true. You couldn't search for Labour Together's donations because they hadn't been reported. In February 2020, Shabana Mahmood, who's currently the Home Secretary, one of the most powerful roles in government, wrote an article on the website Labourlist. At the time, she was writing on behalf of Labour Together, who's running a survey of Labour Party members, and she said explicitly, Labour Together is reporting its donations. You can see them on the Electoral Commission website. That wasn't true. Labour Together wasn't reporting us donations. Shabana Mahmood is a longtime political ally of Morgan McSweeney, whose career skyrocketed under the leadership of Sir Keir Starmer. So let's look at this evidence. Between 2017 and 2020, Morgan McSweeney ran an undisclosed secret project to destroy the Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn. He did so with a pot of money, £730,000, he wasn't declaring as required by law to the Electoral Commission. While he was running the secret project, he wrote to the Electoral Commission and spoke to them over the phone and said, I don't want to report donations. And the Electoral Commission said, I'm sorry, you have to report donations. Then he told MPs in 2019 that he was, in fact, reporting donations. And then on Labour Together's website in April 2019, they said, yes, we are reporting donations. And in February 2020, Shabana Mahmood said on Labour Together's behalf, yes, we are reporting donations. How believable is it that in this entire period, Morgan McSweeney was simply forgetting to report donations when he was telling everyone who would listen that he was doing so? This is just a taste of the shocking and outrageous stories that I cover in my book, The Fraud, available now. One of the things that my investigation into the Labour Party has shown is that the thing that the Labour Party right wing absolutely cannot stand, it's the independent media, shining a light on their activities, holding them to account. One of the best outlets for that is Double Down News. So if you can, please support Double Down News by supporting their Patreon and following them online.